repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Let's go, sir!
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9. That is also 101.9 FM. Yeah, 101.9 FM, 88.1 FM and cable, streaming live over the World Wide Web,
channel 3007. Jeez, I'm getting all confused. World by Web, www.citr.ca. And if you've got Shaw digital cable, we can be heard on channel 3,717. So, yeah, my name's Aaron. Yeah, maybe I'm fumbling for words. It's been a while since I've been up here. Well, 2 weeks anyways. Yeah, I had the Record Store Day broadcast last weekend. Yeah, what an awesome idea. What an awesome idea Independent Record Store Day is. Yeah, and I'm glad it's as big as it is now because, yeah, it's always good to go out and buy records. And if you got a day to do it and celebrate and watch bands, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and that was last weekend. So I wasn't here, and I wouldn't have been here anyways because I went up to Nelson, British Columbia with my band Brady's Problem, and I got to play a gig with DOA at the Royal, and yeah, as always, DOA, always awesome. They can do no wrong, so I thought I'd start the show off with two classic DOA songs, opening track from their first EP going back to 1978, Disco Sucks. And we followed with another single going back to 1978, the title track, The Prisoner. So yeah, two classic DOA songs. And on the subject of DOA, Joey Shithead, Keith Lee from DOA, will be running for MLA of NDP. And good luck to him and good luck to the NDP party. And yeah, me and Steve Edge, who was just on the air, were making some jokes about maybe or just humming and hawing at what his sloganing might be for the NDP. Instead of Disco Sucks, maybe you'll say, I don't know, Christie Sucks or something like that. But you never know. So anyways, yeah, I'm up here till 1. And yeah, if you'll give me a call, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. And not a whole lot of brand new releases that I have to play for you this weekend. But yeah, a few newish things anyways. A lot of older stuff anyhow. Because yeah, I always, if I'm not buying new records, I'm buying older records. And I've been still buying lots of vinyl. So yeah, let's get into the show. We're going to get into a set of Northwest, Pacific Northwest hardcore punk from the early 80s, and we're going to hear Poison Idea from the early years LP, which I found actually up at Neptune Records. Ironically enough, it wasn't during Record Store Day because I was out of town, but it was during the same day as the record fair. I forgot that it was the record fair, and I popped in, and I found this and a whole bunch of awesome used items. So yeah, Poison Idea from the early years. This was so early that it was pre-Poison Idea. This is going back to 1980, and the band was actually called the Imperialist Pigs, and this is a track that became a Poison Idea track. And it's called Give It Up. Here we go.
Give it up, 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 give This is listener supported, remember? This is Poison Idea live down here.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Back. Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair discount card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Generation Annihilation on CITR and a whole whack of hardcore punk from the Pacific Northwest going back to the early 80s. Started things off with Poison Idea. This one was actually going back to 1981 on the from the Boner's Kitchen demo. We heard a track called Give It Up, and then we heard the proper Poison Idea version going back to 1982 from the Darby Crash Rides Again demo. And yeah, we heard a couple more Poison Idea tracks in that last set. We heard a track from the live on the KBOO radio session going back to 1983. And the track we heard was called Legalized Freedom, which can also be found on the Record Collectors Are Pretentious Assholes 12-inch. And we ended that set off with, ended the Poison Idea off with a track called Town Hall. And that's from an outtake from the Record Collectors Are Pretentious Assholes release going back to 1984. Town Hall was the name of it. And from the Poison Idea demo, there was a bass player who went by the name of Glenn Estes, and he formed a band called Final Warning, and we went and heard a track from the 7-inch that they did going back to 1984. We heard a track called The Bunker. Came out on Fatal Erection Records, same record label that put out the Poison Idea stuff. And we ended that set off, or actually no, we heard two more tracks of that set. We heard The Accused from their Split with the Rejectors release, a track called Gangrene, and a very rare record, which I was happy to find up in Neptune. It's unfortunate that the first three songs of The Accused didn't play. I was wondering why it was marked down about $100 less than it should be. But yeah, The Accused, before the whole Martha Splatterhead theme that we know The Accused for, that was The Accused going back to the early 80s. And we followed with with Rejectors from their side of the Split with a track called Anti-Patriot. So yeah, we're gonna go get out of the Pacific Northwest and go to the early 80s of Chicago, Illinois in the Midwest. We're gonna hear some tracks from the Busted at Oz LP. Recently learned about this movie not too long ago from an excellent documentary about Chicago punk called You Weren't There. So, we're going to hear some of the stuff that was in this by some of the bands that were in the movie on the Busted at Oz live compilation. And this is an act called Strike Under. Here we go.
Yeah. All right. What has 10,000 legs but can't walk?
Your mom.
besides my mom, Jerry's kids.
What are you gonna do when they tell you to march for?
Business. focus on the streets, you know? Now, this song is a bit more on your lyrical levels called Anti-Hot Dog. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Vast amount of changes happening in the world. Yes, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. We heard a bunch of tracks from the Busted at Oz compilation reissue. Got reissued in 2011 courtesy of Permanent Records. And we heard Strike Under doing a track called Fucking Uniforms. Subverse gave us March 4th, followed with the Effigies with Quota. DA did Fish Shit, and Silver Abuse gave us Anti-Hot Dog. And this compilation might be a bit hard to find, but maybe try and download it. Search out some of these bands. Some of them were pretty obscure. And definitely check out the You Weren't There documentary all about Chicago punk. One of the best punk documentaries I've ever seen. Chicago punk, 1977 to 1984. And we're going to get into an act right now. Don't know much about them. I know they've got a 7-inch. I know they're called Prophets of Crime. Don't know where they're from. No website info or anything. I do know they're Canadian, though. And this is number 166 of 300 pressed. And, yeah, like I said, the band is called Prophets of Crime. And this is a song called Religion Kills. Here we go.
Right.
All right, going back to 2006, the band is Government Warning from the No Moderation 12-inch on Feral Ward Records, I believe it is. Yeah, well, let me double check. Yes, Feral Ward Records, No Moderation by Government Warning. We heard the track called Self-Medication. Also in that set, we start things off with the Prophets of Crime from their self-titled 7-inch. Heard a track called Religion Kills, followed with an act from Toronto, Ontario, who I believe are ex-Urban Waste members. Or no, what's that band? Urban Blight members, yeah. Another band out of Toronto. And we heard the name of the band is Violent Future. The name of the track we heard was called Goon Life, followed with some Hazardous Waste. Skate Block from their Destroy 7-inch on Schizophrenic Records. And then we heard from Rabid Loss from... I'm drawing a blank here. Are they from Winnipeg? Are they from Edmonton? I don't know. I'm going to say Winnipeg. Yeah, title track from their 7-inch, A Dark Place. And right now we're going to hear an act that will be returning to Vancouver. They've been out here a few times, and they will be back here May 11th. And they are No Problem. Here we go.
What kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andy Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live at citr.ca. For more information, visit the show's website at thecityfm.wordpress.com.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. 5 minutes to go in the show. And at the start of the sets, we heard from No Problem from their self-titled release, which came out last year on Deranged Records, Paranoid Times, and another record that came out on Deranged Records last year, Vacant State, Fill the Void, a track called Rhetoric. And then we followed with an act who have a full-length LP on Handsome Dan Records. We heard a track by them. The band is Antisocial Club. Name of the track is called Oil City Exodus. And yes, like I said, No Problem coming here May 11th at the Zoo Shop. And they'll be playing with Vacant State, who we also played in the set. And there'll be some more acts on that bill as well. So yeah, Power Chord up next. It'll be a pre-recorded show or some pre-recorded music because the members of Power Chord are all preoccupied today. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Check out the playlist and podcasts online, www.citr.ca. Yeah, later uploaded and archived on the Generation Annihilation website, www.generationannihilation.com. And we're going to leave you with one more track here. Oh, yeah, by the way, like us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Generation Annihilation. So, yeah. Stay tuned for pre-recorded metal up next in place of Power Chord, which I'm sure will be good. Gonna leave you with one more. This is the Blistering Barnacles.
I'm hardcore stuff is just fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with requests.